Hello everybody, this is Arik Skuza and this is Artificial Intelligence Data and Monetization Podcast. Welcome to the episode today, which is going to be about how salespeople can increase their level of credibility and trustworthy. Literally speaking, how to become a trusted advisor with artificial intelligence help. My name is Arik Skuza. I'm a consultant. I live in Dallas, Texas, and my expertise is data monetization, AI, and data analytics, supported by structure focus and structure thinking. So speaking about trusted advising, let me quickly explain what that is. So when we're talking about salespeople, trusted advisors are definitely not transactional people. A trusted advisor is a sales professional who goes beyond transactional interactions. Those people focus on building strong client relationship and providing substantial value all the time. So from the trusted advisor point of view, insights, solutions, and guidance that address specific client challenges and goals are their primary thing. So instead of thinking of closing the transaction quickly, making sale quickly, and get that numbers, trusted advisors are looking for a way to build relationship, help other people, and deliver value. And the question is, how artificial intelligence can help these people become even more trusted people? So how to move from transactional way of doing things to more like relationship building? But relationship building can be a buzzword. Like it's not about taking people to dinners or football games or stadiums. It's about how we actually act on a daily basis. And let me give you a little bit of elements that can compare trusted advisors and salespeople, and it will be our foundation for discussing how artificial intelligence can help. So, first of all, relationship building in trusted advisor life, focus on building strong, long-lasting relationship with clients based on mutual trust and understanding is a bottom ground. It's like bread and butter. For transactional salespeople, not always. Like, those people are not looking for a relationship, they're mostly looking for a sale, but trusted advisor, they're not. A client-centric approach. Trusted advisors prioritize the client's needs, preferences, and goals over pushing a particular product or service. Transactional people, they don't have to think this way. For them, a product is a focus. Consultative selling doesn't really exist in transactional salespeople world. Trusted advisors engage in consultative selling, where they can listen actively to the client's challenges and provide personalized solutions after asking tons of questions. And a hint, this is where generative AI can help you. And that's the first thing I want to drop AI in this thing. Like asking questions. We all know that asking good questions is a masterpiece. So generative AI that can understand a whole bunch of information and put all the things together can actually help us to raise up better questions. But before I will just focus solely on AI, let me dig in into another characteristics of trusted advisors and transactional people. Feature-driven selling. Traditional sales methods may mostly rely heavily on highlighting product features. And surprisingly, if you visit software as a service company's website, they very often talk about features. This is here like better cropping or better pictures resolution or faster way of uploading images for further processing, or uploading your LinkedIn profile and rewriting it quickly. That kind of things are closest to feature focus than value orientation. And that's what's critical for trusted advisors, delivering of the value. They aim to provide substantial value to clients by offering insights. Another hint, insights. I will be talking today about software that can help you to get better insight for your customers, for your partners, and also for trusted advisors. Advice needs to be aligned with the client's objective. In transactional world, it's usually the opposite. So the transactional salesperson wants to sell a product by exposing a customer to features and close the transaction. Don't really care or don't care that much about the objectives of the customer. And sales quotas and targets can sometimes take the primary position over considering the best interest of the client. So, interesting here is how actually that technology, like artificial intelligence, machine learning, can help customers to trusted advisors to bring more value to the equation. And one other thing I would love to tell you about is a company named Spiro. It's Spiro.ai. Spiro.ai can actually help trusted advisors to connect many different information from many different sources into one form. So imagine you have information in email, voice, and text. And here is a real example from my projects. Car dealership. Let's say you want to buy a car and you call that dealership, you text them, you give them an email, or you download photos. All that omni-channel things represent your customer, potential customer style, sentiment, and expectations. In terms of transactional people, they just want to sell you a car. So as fast as they can go, making a lot of shortcuts, they want to push the car in front of your eyes and just sell it. But when it comes to trusted advisors, they would love to understand what you're communicating, what your goals are, and when you're actually heading with this. So Spiro.ai, for instance, and by the way, nobody is sponsoring this episode. So I'm just showing these companies because either I use them in my projects or I research them for this podcast to give you a relevant examples of what I'm talking about. So Spiro.ai can analyze in the background all text, messages, voice conversation, which are translated to text, and get the summary of this, and then suggest what would be the best action. So the trusted advisor, before making a promise, before making that phone call, is fully equipped with a lot of insight coming from your communication, your customer. And this is the essence of being customer-centric, because you want to understand how that customer is actually looking in this situation. Okay, let's move to another example, and I will approach that from the different angle right now, meetings. A lot of reports, including annual report titled Will AI Fix Work, released by Microsoft in 2023, that report states that 25% of the time daily people spend in meetings. And at the same time, 70% of those people want to delegate that work to AI. So here is the hint for those that are having a lot of meetings during the sales process. Think about your customers always invited to the meeting to discuss something. If we go from that assumption that most of these people, they don't want these meetings, we can actually help them a lot. So instead of saying, hey, let's schedule a meeting and discuss this and that, we can say, hey, let's have this conversation summarized here in an email and then have a meeting if necessary. That will actually be a very trusted advisor position to save your customers' times, because transactional people, they usually want that meeting to get done because they can influence those customers with feature during that meeting. If you think from the position of your customer, they don't want to spend time on their meetings, but they want to get things done. So why don't you just summarize what you want to say by using generative AI technologies and the app, like, for instance, Canary App Mail or Grammarly Go, and summarize that quickly and suggest 15 minutes meeting with auto transcription afterwards. So instead of saying, hey, let's have a like even 30 minutes meeting, discuss everything, and everybody comes to the meeting with like classic notebooks or iPad, making handwriting notes or like typing notes, summarizing, discussing. Let's do this. Send them like 1 minute email to read, offer 20, 15 minutes meeting. And at the end of that meeting, suggest the transcription with summarization and main points extracted. You will definitely position yourself as a trusted advisor that is thinking for other people and want to save their meeting time. So this would fit into the relationship building bucket that I described before, which means that trusted advisors want to focus on building strong, long-lasting relationship and making sure that they deliver value, instead of just transactions, meetings, emails, phone calls, pushing people to make the decision. So here are two stories I want to develop right now. First one, very transactional, and then how AI can help. Once upon a time in a bustling city, Alex, a salesperson, approached a potential customer named Sarah. With a scripted pitch in hand, Alex launched into an enthusiastic exploration of their latest product. Alex emphasized the product's feature price and limited time discount, hoping to close the deal quickly. Sarah listened politely but felt overwhelmed by the information overload. She was uncertain if the product would truly address her specific needs. And the second story. Emily is a salesperson, approached David with warmth and interest in his goals. She listens intently and presented tailored solutions that aligned with David's needs. Emily was honest about limitations and encouraged open discussion. The result was a productive conversation where Emily demonstrated her expertise and commitment to helping David find the best solution. The reason I put such a different stories here with different background is that such a simple tool like BART or ChatGPT or whatever we want can help you to prepare for the meeting so better, because you can ask ChatGPT for questions you want to ask or goals questions you want to ask. So if you combine technologies like Spiro, like Canary Mail, and ChatGPT, you actually equip yourself with a lot of information and a lot of tools that can help you to become a trusted advisor. And please remember, important thing, the art of giving advice. Please check hbr.org and article built by David Garvin and Joshua Margolis, when they actually saying that coaching and mentoring are trusted advisors area in giving advice. So if you think from that perspective, if you want to coach somebody or you want to make somebody trust you because you understand their needs, you need to consider something like, for instance, another tool that it's called Crystal. Crystal is helping salespeople to tailor the message towards somebody's personality. But here's a trick. You can do it from the evil side or a good side. From the evil side, your intention will be manipulated. So you use Crystal to either lie about your product or just expose them to features. If you're a trusted advisor, you use Crystal that helps you to craft the message and tailor the message with artificial intelligence help because you want to understand somebody's goals, intentions, and then see if you can help or how you can help. And here we are also talking about tools for instance, Qualtrics. Qualtrics is saying about themselves, like, grow market share with smarter research. And that's the point. Do you remember when I was talking about trusted advisor that they want to understand that inside the holistic context of the person or organization they try to sell to? That's where solutions like Qualtrics, and again, nobody's a sponsor of this episode. So the reason I'm talking about Qualtrics, Crystal, or other tools is because I either work with them or I research them for this episode. But Qualtrics can help you to extend your research, automate your research, be more focused on your customer than your product features. So wrapping it up a little bit, artificial intelligence can actually help you to be a better trusted advisor. Artificial intelligence tools, like I mentioned, are here to help you ask better questions, understand insight, write condensate information coming from different sources like text, video, and voice conversation. And based on that, be a person that is heavily interested in somebody else's situation and then try to align the solution with the goals instead of being a transactional. So I hope you find this super useful in your work as a salesperson, sales representative, or sales manager. My name is Arek Skuza. I'm a consultant in AI and data monetization space working with global companies. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can go to rxcuza.com and check my bio if you want to connect. I'm super happy to connect with you guys. Drop the message if you see a space for improvement in this episode. Give me a like if you want to inspire me to build even better episodes in the future. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.